When I was a lad, I was told that I had a guardian angel, and that was comforting, and I felt a love for my angel, my personal angel, and I felt my personal angel loved me. And I've never stopped being interested in angels or loving angels as God's ministers to assist humankind in our evolution. And as a 16-year-old lad, I began studying spiritual healing, and in the old-fashioned Christian style, practiced laying on of hands, and I noticed that my prayers and my physical touch made a difference. At that same time, I learned that the divine archangel of healing was named Raphael. And in Hebrew, the name Raphael means God has healed, God is healing. And so I developed that phrase, that idea, into a simple chant that I use for accessing the spiritual healing channel. And my little song goes like this. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. God is healed, God is healed, God is healing. God has healed, God has healed, God is healing. I had a friend who was dying, and I was about 28 years old. And she had been getting progressively worse for 2 years. She had gone to every natural healer, even flying to London for the world's best acupuncturist. And when she came back, she looked gray, and she was only 80 pounds. And she had a 2-year-old daughter whose mommy spent most of her time in bed. And so she went to medical doctors, and they gave her the conclusion that they were going to have to give her a colostomy and that she was going to wear a plastic bag for the rest of her life. And she was a beautiful young woman in her 30s, and she asked me if I would be open to the idea of coming over to her house and sharing with her a spiritual healing. So I said, sure. And she also knew that I was friends with Al Manning, who ran the Spiritual Science Church and Center and ESP Lab, then in Hollywood, California. She asked if we could ask Al to do a spiritual healing. We wrote him a letter. We included a small donation. And then I shared with her a simple spiritual healing, and the protocol was we light a blue candle in invocation of the blue light, the transformative, creative, peaceful, loving blue light. So we did that, and I invoked Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. God is healed, God is healed, God is healing. God is healed, God is healed, God is healing. And then we performed aura cleansing on our friend, knowing from the work in The Secret Life of Plants that disease begins in the aura. So we massaged and soothed the aura as we lit the blue candle, invoking the blue light and asking for the help of the beautiful angel Raphael and his healing ministers of light. Well, our friend got a letter from good old Al, and he inspired her, and she smiled, and she felt better. And I went to see her a week later, and she had put on 3 pounds. And I went to visit a week later, and she had a live-in boyfriend. Next thing you know, she was going back to college, getting a marriage and family license, a counseling license, and continued on at 43, married a younger man, got pregnant, had a baby, went back to college, got a PhD, and wrote popular books on healing and being true to yourself, with an emphasis on women's works. After all, she was a woman. So again, I had the awareness that the invocation of the angel Raphael is powerful and can affect success as part of a spiritual healing program. A friend of mine shared with me that she was getting older. She was 29, and she had no husband. And I knew from counseling the woman on her past that she had a troubled childhood and had many psychological issues regarding relationships. This woman was a conservative Christian, and I did not want to get too far out for her in terms of saying, let's pray about it by the river in good old Texas. And I wanted to couch my prayer in a way that she could relate to and that she could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. So it was a typical fall day in Texas toward the winter. The sky was brown, the leaves were brown, the ground was brown, the river was brown. And we went out to sit by the river and we held hands. And as I was praying, I chose to invoke the power of the angel Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. God is healed, God is healed, God is healing. God is healed, God is healed, God is healing. And I heard a splash. We were both sitting there with our eyes closed as I was invoking the angelic presence and the blue light of creativity, sparking and sparkling with creativity and peace, divine love, grace. And I heard a splash, and then I heard a second splash, and I opened my eyes. And the young woman who was holding my hand opened her eyes at the same time, and we looked into each other's eyes, and I said, I don't know if you will believe this or not, but it looks like I'm wearing blue sunglasses. And she smiled and said, not only is your face blue, but everything is blue. And I looked around and everything was blue. The river was blue, the sky was blue. And we knew we had a visitation from the great healing power of the emissary of divine love, the angel Raphael. the young woman, about, 30 days later, met a man in her church that matched her spiritual sensibilities. And they did get married, and they have been married for over 40 years now. And I share this as a testament to the healing power of God through the angel Raphael. And that these angels sent by God to assist humankind are there for us when we choose to access their energy. Now, another time, I was getting ready for a play. I was in costume with makeup. I was set to perform in 5 minutes. And a friend of mine said, "I think you better take this phone call." So I did. And it was my sister, and she said, "Well, I don't have pleasant news." And I said, "What's up?" And she said, "Well, the doctors say our mother has at most 24 hours to live." I said, "No." And then she continued, "Any breath could be her last, according to the doctors." And I wiped a tear away and said, "Tell mother I'm coming." And she was in Texas and I was in California. And of course, that's a trip. But I went and performed. The show must go on. And then I packed and headed for Texas. Any event, as I got to the hospital, my mother was in a coma, but she was still alive. And she was babbling incoherently, and of course she didn't recognize me. And so we did, from my perspective, 3 simple healing techniques. The first was to channel life force into the failing body of my mother. And to do this, I first generated strong life force within myself through breathing and building the energy. And then I took my right hand and my mother's left hand and I channeled life force directly into her physical being. Then I performed an aura cleansing, smoothing and blessing her etheric bodies, knowing that disease begins in the aura, and through the aura you can perform a spiritual healing. And third, I invoked the angel Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. Raphael, Raphael, Raphael. God is healed, God is healed, God is healing. God is healed, God is healed, God is healing. My mother was so much better. The next day she sat up in bed and ordered brunch. She was coherent. She talked to me and knew me. They started unhooking her from 5 machines. She was so much better 3 days later that they released her to go home with an oxygen tank. And she had 3 more months of quality living with my sister's care and passed away in her own home, in her own bed, in her sleep. Thanks be to God.